Magic 93.3, number one for R&B. Keita King is on your radio. And as you know, we are so proud of our Black-owned businesses here in Texarkana. With no further ado, my special guest is Miss Tiffany Stevens. Listen, she is changing the game, Texarkana. And I'm not just talking to the ladies, fellas. You may need to listen up as well. New business, doing absolutely amazing. Just now kicking off and great things in the future. Sculpting Secrets, welcome to the show, Tiffany.
Hey.
How are you today?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm amazing because I'm sitting here in front of you and we have so many things to talk about. Of course, off the record and on the record.
Right.
Like, just not tuning in and you're not familiar with the local Black-owned business spotlight. It is brought to you by Monty Murray. He is the name you can trust. All right. You guys can tap that out for more information about Monty Murray. But again, Tiffany, I want to welcome you to the show. First of all,
thank you.
Being one of our Black-owned businesses spotlighted in the month of November.
Mm-hmm.
2020 has been crazy, but one of the great things that has come out of 2020 that I've experienced personally is Sculpting Secrets.
It's the best.
So it is the absolute best. And if you will, just tell our listening audience a little bit about you, anything that you want to share, and we're going to go right into it, and we're going to talk business.
Okay. I moved here from Fayetteville, Arkansas. I've been here for about 7 years now.
Okay.
Met my husband immediately afterwards, got married, went to school, still in school, went to Dallas to... Miss Monica, who also did lipo cavitation, and I realized that I loved it. And not only did I love it, but I was old enough to realize that I have a passion for something, and that's what brought me to wanting to learn it after getting tired of driving 2 hours to get it done to myself.
Right.
I was like, I'm going to learn how to do this, and then not only do I want to do it to myself, but I wanted to do it to others so that they could experience and feel the way that I felt when I got it done.
And I've been fortunate to experience that. And so I want our listening audience to know exactly what that is. Because it's too good. Listen, guys, when I tell you I got a secret, but it's too good to keep to myself. So I had to come to you and I had to bring Tiffany on so Tiffany can tell you. So when you drove to Dallas, you were getting exactly what done?
I was getting my stomach did the first time, and then I also got my back did the first time.
Okay, so when you say stomach did, back did, explain to our listening audience what the did was. What is it called? You know what I mean?
Right. Like, yeah. It's called lipocavitation, and it is a machine that targets cellulite. And it reshapes whichever area is being worked on.
Okay.
And so if there's fat that can be got in that area, it's going to get it.
Oh, it's going to get it.
It's going to get it. And so that's what I went to Dallas, and that is lipocavitation. It's one, I'm not going to say that it takes the place of exercising and eating right. It does not.
Mm-hmm.
It adds to it,
mm-hmm.
especially for those that are new in trying to work out or figure out their workout plans or trying to figure out how to eat right, this is a great boost for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then those that are already in the process and they're like, man, I'm stuck where they plateau,
mm-hmm.
and they can't seem to move, the lipocavitation is the best area for them.
So we're talking about lipocavitation today. I'm talking to Miss Tiffany Stevens with Sculpting Secrets. And here's the thing, guys. You know, once you get a certain age, she didn't tell her age, so I'm not going to tell mine either. I'm just going to say shout out to the 40 and up club, all right? So here's the thing. When you had kids and you get to a certain age, you know, like, you can roll that fat. You can sit it up. You can crunch it. You can do a whole lot of things. But some of that just don't quite work. Or you get to a certain point and it's like, okay, I've done all I can do. I've exercised. I've cut the wine out Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Tried it.
Yep.
I'm going to get back on that. but, you know, I've cut the wine, I've cut the fats, I've cut the fried food, but I still have this fupa, or
mm-hmm.
I still have this cellulite that keeps accumulating on the back of my legs or whatever. And this is why this is so key, because if you, like she said, if you are working out and you are eating right, it is icing on the cake. It gets you to where you need to be. So when you would go to Dallas, how would you feel? Because you had to feel a certain way to come back here and say, oh, I'm about to do this.
it was amazing for me. Not only for me, but I went with three other women, which kind of made the trip not so bad because it was four sessions, and so each one of us drove each time. And so it actually was really good. But I felt amazing, and just that feeling, and not only did I feel amazing, but I also looked amazing. Like, I'm like going home, I'm like, oh, the clothes is coming off as I'm walking through the door, okay?
All right.
And so the second time I went and got my stomach done, and then I also got my butt done.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that I got my butt done is because my husband, he's a butt man.
Yeah,
and so I thought mine was big enough, but I guess it needed to be a little bit bigger and a little bit more up there. And
so
I went and got that done, and it went up.
Yeah.
It went up.
See, now she got me thinking, guys, because if you didn't know, I've tried this out, and I mean, it's been very, very, very successful. She's worked on my stomach. And literally, not only have I seen results in the mirror, in my pictures, I've also seen results on the scale. And so what it did for me is made me want to get in the gym and start by working
right,
out.
Right, yes.
I don't eat bad. I eat very good, as a matter of fact, but I have a very, very low metabolism. I have thyroid issues.
Mm-hmm.
So I have some hurdles. But this is one of the things that I've learned that has come in clutch when it comes to those things that, you know, ladies, you know, it's stubborn for us. Men can get in the gym. They can go on a Tuesday, and they fine by Saturday. That's not our case.
No.
And so every time I leave Tiffany, I look in the mirror, and I'm like, okay, I get up in the morning. Okay, PJ's been different. All right, Penny.
Yes.
You know? And there's a certain confidence that comes with that.
Yes.
I go live, taking a couple of pictures, you know, since then, because I feel good about myself. So you not only do the stomach. That's been my experience.
Right.
But you said you've had the butt done.
Yes,
that may be my next thing, y'all. And but what other areas do you do and target?
The arms. I worked on this lady in her arms, and then the back mostly.
And I'm gonna tell you, ladies, again for the 40 and up club. You know, it seems like when you gain weight. You gain weight in different spots, places you just didn't feel like you should ever get fat, like your back. Like the arm fat. You know that fat that keeps waving long when you're done saying hi, it's still going.
It's still going.
Yeah. So you do the stomach, you do the butt, you do the
arms,
back, you do the arms.
Mm-hmm. Legs.
Okay, legs.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So when you say, that's what I want to know.
Yes.
When you say I do the arms or I do these body parts, what exactly are you doing? And I don't mean science. I'm just meaning, like, what exactly are you doing technically, you know?
On the legs, I'm smoothing out. I'm aiming towards that cellulite because we have a lot of cellulite. And it just seems to want
to
sit right there. It just wants to sit right there. And so that's my aim, is to smooth out that cellulite and to make that skin tighter. And so it's not just about burning those fat cells, those stubborn fat cells. It's also about smoothing out that skin.
Okay. So we're looking at burning fat cells. So we're looking at getting rid of fat, melting fat away. We're also looking at smoothing things out. Don't nobody want to look like a pineapple.
No.
I always call it hell damage. I hate my hell damage. Look, I'll go in the store and find, like, the best outfit, but if it shows my hell damage too much, I won't get it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be, you don't live to be in the 40 and up club to have to be, you know, selective about what you wear. So we want opportunities to wear the things that we want to wear, the things that we look good in and we feel good in more than anything. And I think that has been the thing for me. For those of you who are just now tuning in, I'm talking to Tiffany Stevens with Sculpting Secrets. And we're talking about, I want to say it right,
lipo cavitation. Yes.
So you don't have to go under a knife. You don't have to do any laparoscopic anything. You literally go in. It is one of the most peaceful things. It kind of reminds me of when I used to go get individual lashes. Because that's a long process.
It is.
And you kind of lay there and you chill.
Yes.
Until, you know, the job is done. So it's very relaxing if you're a mom or if you're a grandmother or if you just like me and you talk for a living. You don't get those opportunities as often as you like to just sit down and, like, really, really chill. It's therapeutic. But at the end of the day, you end up leaving. I've ended up leaving feeling really, really good. And when you feel good, confidence comes along with that. And, hey, confidence is a stain they can't wash off.
Ooh, no.
And that is what this this gives you. That's the thing that you can pretty much hang your hat on when you make an appointment. So let me ask you this. Have you had any life-changing results other than mine?
I actually have. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's the driving force that keeps me going. Just like last night, I contacted some friends. One of them was Miss Keita. And because I was feeling down and unsure, as most women have those mm-hmm. times, especially when starting a new business. And seeing my client today and her feeling like initially she was defeated, thinking that she wasn't going to be able to get rid of that stomach, people thought that she was pregnant. And she is not.
Oh,
and
that's
so,
difficult.
Yes.
That's
and so after four sessions, she was walking out of there and she was smiling and she was like, oh my goodness, you know, her shirt went all the way down. And this is another thing about lipocavitation. The fat cells, that's a plus because it's actually designed just to sculpt and reshape. Mm-hmm. And so the fat cells, that's just like an extra on top of sculpting that area. So just seeing my clients and seeing them happy and seeing their results makes me happy.
You're very diligent in it. Yeah. Very, very professional. A very comforting, comfortable environment. You know, it's not the easiest thing in the world to, like, you know, take your clothes off or really, you know, show somebody. Be vulnerable and show somebody where your fat areas are. And I've never felt no type of way when I've come there. From the first time I met you, mm-hmm. didn't know her from a can of paint. But, when, you know, she was like, she takes pictures. These aren't pictures that she's, like, coming up with angles. And these are pictures that are the exact same, from the exact same angle, the exact same distance, the exact same height every single time. I've watched her do it. Mm-hmm. I watched her look to the side to make sure she's lined up with the wall. So it's these are real life results. It's a very comforting environment. It's very, very laid back. It's very professional. It's mm-hmm. very confidential.
Yes.
Nobody even has to know that you go. I'm just one of those people. If it's something good, I'm going to tell it. And I, you know, low-key, high-key think I'm kind of fine anyway. So I feel like she just made me fine. Somebody probably out there like, girl. but nonetheless, here's the thing. And I hope you guys, if you have not downloaded the app, make sure you download it. That's MAJIC 93.3. Tap that app because coming soon, I'm about to upload my pictures. It'll probably be toward the end of the week, but I'm going to upload my pictures because if you think it's a game, I want you. You know, I'm pretty real on the air. I'm just the same person on the air that I am off the air. And what I'm telling you on this microphone is exactly the same thing I've told her on the air and off the air. These are life-changing results, and I'm so glad that you came forward with this because we think when we got to, the first thing we want to do is head to the DR.
Mm-hmm.
Or head, you know, out of the country to get a butt lift or to get a, you know, tummy tuck.
Mm-hmm.
But look at God.
Yes.
And this is a black sister who is doing this. So with that said, let's transition into price because I know for me and a lot of women who are listening right now, the very first thing.